Hey, good morning. Black Hunter, 7:14.
7:14.
Nice job, bud. Nailed that one.
Just like your mom.
You son of a bitch.
Yes.
How dare you, sir?
Yes, yes, yes.
How dare you? Right now it's 65 today. We got a chance for some rain. High of 73, low of 65. Uh-huh. And it's clear enough for the weekend, which is good. It looks nice for the Labor Day weekend.
Good.
Yeah, it probably won't be.
For the love of God, be nice.
It's not going to be. They don't know what they're talking about. Stupid weather, dumb stuff.
I need good weather so I can sink my boat.
Yeah, that's right. You're big old boatman.
Boatman, dude.
You could do that in good weather, bad weather.
Bad weather.
You're going to be in the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Should I just take it out today and Lieutenant Dan it?
I might as well. You might as well. Woo! You call this a storm? Right to the bottom.
Right to the bottom.
Yeah. No. Boatman.
Boatman.
Boatman. We'll talk more about your boat a little bit later on. Right now, it's time for Morning Dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. You need a place called Pump That Boat.
Yeah.
Because of all the water in your boat.
I need a bilge. Do they sell bilges?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Hey, they might, you know. They're pumping stuff out.
That's pumping everything.
Probably have a hell of a pump.
Mm. Big old pump. Big old swinging pump. For the first time in 14 years, divers visited the Titanic 12,500 feet below the surface of the ocean off the coast of Newfoundland. They found that parts of the 107-year-old ship were still in pretty good shape, while other areas were being destroyed by the freezing cold sea currents, salt corrosion, and metal-eating bacteria.
Nope. Ship shape.
What do you think they should do? Should they bring that up off the ocean floor or leave it?
What are they going to do with it when they bring it up? Put it in a museum?
Probably, but it's a big-ass boat.
It's a big-ass boat. I don't know, man. What do you think?
Because it's right now, it's like an underwater grave.
How the hell do you get that thing up?
I don't even know if you could.
You know?
It maybe bits and pieces, and then they put it together.
Hey, Billy! Grab the back end, would you?
Don't worry, I got it in four low. We'll get it right out.
You know?
Because, again, it's going to eventually be eaten away. It will be. It'll just be broken apart like every other shipwreck,
that's a piece of history, man, that nobody can see.
That's what I'm wondering. It's like, do we bring it up? But, again, like I said, I guarantee there's skeletons floating around in that thing because it was a big grave.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That haven't been, or, I don't know, does the bones break apart in the salt water?
Is the heart still down there? Is that a real thing? Or is that just from the movie?
I think that's just from the movie, buddy.
Damn it. Because then I would have been like, absolutely.
Is Leo still down there?
Right. Is he a Leo-sicle?
I want them to find that naked picture. Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
I think that was a real thing?
Frame that up. I'm sure there were some people doing some weird stuff on that boat.
Yeah. You know?
Probably some weird shenanigans going on.
I know what's going on in that ship.
What?
Yeah. Those things.
Oh, those things.
Yeah.
I thought you knew something else. that will be National Geographic. Here's the thing, is it's not doing us any good down there, and I know it's a piece of history, and it's at where it's at, and there is. People died sinking on that boat, so I'm sure there's probably...
Some graves?
It is. It's like an underwater grave at that. It's a memorial to the people, but it also is eventually going to be gone away, so maybe we bring it out and preserve it.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
I think we pull it up.
I think so. And then, you do it in pieces, you put it back together.
How about this? We pull it up, we restore it, and then put it back out on the water.
Back on the water.
You know? And everybody's like,
I wouldn't do that.
Should we go?
I'm not getting on that boat. You getting on that boat? Hell no, I'm not getting on that boat. Lastly, this is so crazy. A judge in Mexico granted two people the right to legally use cocaine in the very first ruling of its kind. Judge Victor Octavio Luna Escobedo.
Sounds like he likes cocaine.
Said that the recreational use of cocaine has numerous benefits, including tension relief and the desire to have new personal and spiritual experiences. And
maybe
so he gave two people on trial the right to possess, transport, and use the stuff, but not to sell it. What?
What?
All right, guys. Here's the thing.
It creates tension, doesn't it?
It does, right in your jaw.
Ah!
From grinding your teeth if you have too much of it. That's a slippery slope, okay?
Yeah, this guy.
As Rick James said it best, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes.
And it's not something that you can just kind of dabble in, okay?
Mm-mm.
It's not one of those ones where, like, oh, yeah, we had a fun weekend. We went out to the cabin, did some blow.
Yeah,
no.
You know.
No. It never
just once
ends.
In a while, no. Just do one and done. No.
You're chasing that first.
Yeah.
You get that first one up there, you feel great.
Who's got it? Where is it?
And then at 5:30 in the morning when you're calling shady characters looking for more,
right.
Saying, I swear this is the last time I'm going to call you.
Right. You're in a tiny bathroom stall with a glory hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
That's what happens. You end up locked in a bathroom with like six other people just passing around a key in a little baggie, folks. It's not as glamorous as the movies make it out to seem.
You always start to think about your life at the end of the night. Like,
yeah.
Dude,
where
am I? Why am I?
When you do finally lay down and and you think about every bad decision you've made in your life, right. It sounds all fun and games. You know? Yeah. It's great doing a fat rail off a stripper's ass. The first time. But then you really start worrying about where you're going in life.
It's a terrible drug, kids. Don't do it.
Or so I've read in books.
Yeah, so you've read.
I've read about it. Uh-huh. I don't think this is smart. I think this is going to... And Mexico's the only place...
You know why it's not smart? Is because all the other people are going to be like, what about me?
Yeah, yeah.
I need cocaine.
No.
Sorry, only these two.
Only these two
right.
Jokers.
They're the fortunate ones.
They're going to have... I tell you what, though. They'll have fun until their hearts explode.
Which is like next week. We'll be doing a story next week.
Well, oh, yeah. Those people that were legally allowed to have cocaine, they died?
Yeah.
No way. What?
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today. 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.